Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just print online.
Little Chicago, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. New video, new poll question, new podcasts of all the different segments that we have with our guests on the show. You can go back and listen to those again. We've got them cut up in little pieces so that it makes it a little easier to listen to when you go back looking for just that one part of what we've talked about. You can read, there are many, many articles there, thousands of articles that I've written, my Brain Trust members have written, many of them brand spanking new. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Bob Cuska is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the president of the Fusion Factor. We're talking about work environment. How is your work environment? Do you know? Are you? If you say quickly, oh, it's fine, well, do you know that? Because you might have some caustic, toxic scenarios in your organization. If you got an organization, you know, this more than a few folks, or even if you just have a few folks, you could have some issues that you need to check on. Bob, talk to us about should the first thing we do to do an inventory, so to speak, and do a survey and see how things are going, and then see how to prevent this. What should we do?
Well, there's a couple things that you could do, Jim. First of all, you got to make sure that you're doing this on an ongoing basis. As you were saying before we went to break, managers ignore it because they don't want to deal
with
it.
Nobody likes this. It's distasteful.
Yeah. But I tell managers, hey, you know what? Having a leaky water heater in your basement is also distasteful.
That's
right. If you don't address it, it ain't going away.
That's right.
And
it's just going to get worse.
The same thing with, you know, issues with your people. They only get worse. So the first thing you need to do is you need to be proactively communicating what's important to you in your company. If I'm the business owner, I need to tell people, this is what I expect out of people. This is my values for the company, and I need to let people know that on a regular basis. Now, how do I do that? Is it, you know, a once-a-year meeting? Is it, you know, I post something on the board? Is it I blast out emails? The way you want to do it, any of those ways work. But, you know, there's an old term, MBWA.
That's right.
That is, Jim.
Tell them what it is. That's a great example. They've heard me say it many times.
Yeah, management by walking around.
Exactly.
Walking around, don't assume everything's okay.
And listening.
Walk around and ask people, how are things going today? Ask them regularly.
When you ask them that question, listen to their words, but also watch their face as they're saying it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you need to have a process. If you go to someone and you ask them, how's things going, and they've got a problem with their manager who works for you, they may not want to tell you.
Well, they'll tell you, but not in direct words. There'll be a shrug or a squint or a furrowed brow, or they'll say something, you know, like, well, it'd be better if we could get these products moving out of here a little bit faster or whatever. It'll be sort of an indirect way of saying something. That's what you're listening for.
Yeah, I had a boss, Jim, that used to ask me every time we had a planning session, "What can I do to make your life better?" And I thought that was a great question.
Yep.
I would come back to him and say, "Well, we could do this, and we could do that, and I could use one of these." And that's what you should ask your employee. How can I improve things here? That puts it on a positive note.
Another thing is if you've got both genders working for you, you got to pay attention to all that so that you don't have some kind of a situation going on, any kind of sexual harassment or anything like that.
You know, and there's the second step, Jim. You have to educate your employees.
Yeah.
I had a situation where we had to fire a manager. And if he said to me afterwards, if I had known, it was sexual harassment, but it wasn't quid pro quo. He was making, you know, jokes and doing things that he thought were acceptable.
Right.
And later on, when he found out that he was creating a hostile work environment, He said, if I had known that, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But it was already too late. And if we had educated him and the other employees that
on
you
what's
know, making
acceptable
these kinds of comments wasn't acceptable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Do you recommend policies, written policies? This is what we don't accept this kind of behavior?
Yes. You should have a written policy on sexual harassment.
It's a way to protect yourself in case of a lawsuit, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, you need to post, you know, and you can buy these posters, you know, from a company. You need to post what the law is in your organization on sexual harassment and FMLA and laws like that. But the third thing, Jim, is you also need to establish a process, even in the best organizations. You know, people are people, you know, and they're not perfect. What happens if I do have a problem with my manager? Is there an open door policy? Can I go to the manager? Do I know I have an open door? Will people retaliate against me? Mm-hmm. You need to establish a process that people know exists so they can, you know, file a grievance.
All right. Well, now that needs to be, you call it open door, and I know the attitude, but it needs to be a little bit more formal, doesn't it? Meaning you don't just want people popping in, complaining, and whining, right? It needs to be, you need to have a process for that, don't you?
That's right. That's right. Either, you know, if you're a small organization, can they go right to the owner? Do they need to go to their manager first and try to resolve it there? If you're a larger organization, do you have somebody that's appointed, you know, that they can go to? One of the companies I'm dealing with right now, they've asked me to be the conduit. Whenever their employees has a problem, can
right.
they call me directly
yep.
to talk
yep.
it through?
Very interesting.
So having a third party, if you're large
right.
enough, might be
right.
another alternative.
Oh, Bob, give us your website quickly, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
Thefusionfactor.com. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.